Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today is Congresswoman Virginia Fox, of course, representing us here in the 5th District in Wilkes. And Congresswoman, thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Angela.
Now, Congresswoman, there is so much going on in the news. I think we talked about this last time, that Trump has so many things on his plate, it's almost hard to keep up. He, I think, reached a milestone, was it yesterday, that his first 500 days in office?
That is what I have heard. 500 days. It's gone by mighty fast, in my opinion. The days are going by so quickly.
Well, there has been so much done in that time, even though he has been under such attack. And I know that there's really a push now to bring this collusion investigation that has turned into so many other things to an end, because it's been going on now for almost 2 years. Do you see an end in sight for that?
Well, here's what I am told by a former federal prosecutor, is that there are rules that apply to federal prosecutors and to special prosecutors, and that they are not allowed to interfere with an election. Therefore, the question was asked, I was in a group yesterday, would this investigation likely wind down before the election? So the comment was made back that to keep from interfering with the election, it is likely that they would wind down before the 1st of September, when the election season generally heats up, or go into some kind of a dormant phase and then come back after the election. But nobody knows, of course, what's likely to happen. But there are rules that govern the special prosecutor.
Well, all they have gotten out of this investigation after 2 years is a bunch of rumors, and they have proven nothing. I mean, at what point do you say, okay, enough wasting tax dollars and let's do something else?
Well, I think that's the way most of us feel. $17 million, I believe, could have been spent in a lot better ways than paying for lawyers and prosecuting people for things totally unrelated. Obviously, if people break the law, you don't want them to get by with breaking the law. But I doubt that very many people care about the issues that the prosecutor has brought up.
Yeah, because so far it hasn't been anything against Trump, which is what it was supposed to have been to begin with, was my understanding. Well, another thing that's big in the news right now, and I got to tell you, apparently I don't look at things the way everyone else does, because a week or so ago, when some officials from North Korea had come out and called Vice President Pence a political dummy or something like that, and been kind of ill, and then there had been all this speculation of North Korea tends to play our leaders here in this country, and they'll probably end up backing out. Our president called off the meeting, and good grief, the world just went bananas, and all of the pundits here and in this country, well, oh, he has no political savvy, he doesn't know what he's doing. And within days, North Korea was knocking on our door and the summit's back on. So
begging for the summit to
Yeah, somebody was played, all right. It was Trump played them, but nobody apparently saw that the way I did. But he is to meet Kim Jong-un, I think, a week from today. Is that right?
They keep saying it's still on for the 12th. So that's right. Today's the 5th, I think. You know, Angela, I go through most weeks hardly knowing what day it is, what date it is. I'm pretty good at knowing the day because of the routines we go through here. You know, my women's Bible study group meets on Wednesday, prayer breakfast Thursday morning. So in terms of those things, I know sort of what the day is, but the date eludes me. But yes, a week from today, they're supposed to meet in Singapore, and I think every American should be praying that this summit will be successful and that we will see the beginning of the denuclearization of North Korea. I do think that what the president is doing is engaging in a maximum pressure campaign to bring North Korea to the table. And the president said from the beginning, if I don't think we're going to get a good deal, I'm walking away. And that's what he does. And it seems to be working. But as you say, the press will give him no credit, and the Democrats give him no credit. In fact, it's all gloom and doom. Whatever he does. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, when he said he was working on a deal, said, oh, they're playing him for a fool. Then he cancels it, they criticize him. It's back on, they criticize him. He cannot win. Everything he does is criticized. So I think, as the president says, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. But I think that he very much is committed to this. You know, there's not much that's said about the president and his concern for human beings. But we saw a little clip the other day with a little boy standing beside him, you know, where the president was signing an executive order, a bill, and he reached out and grabbed the little boy and hugged him and kissed him. And we hear this, when things happen that hurt individual people, he really responds. And I think he believes that this will be good for the North Koreans, because those people are suffering mightily under this regime and under the emphasis on gaining nuclear power through the head of the regime.
Yeah, and actually calling an end to the Korea War that's kind of never,
that's right,
never ended. Well, another,
that's right,
another thing, he is a businessman. He is not a politician. He was not a politician before. He was a businessman. Now, another big thing in the news is what he's doing now with trade and wanting to renegotiate trade deals and threatening some tariffs to get fair trade deals. Now, I got to tell you, I'm seeing even some Republicans in the news that are not real thrilled about this. Of course, some threatened tariffs have caused Canada and Mexico and the European Union to bounce up and down and get all upset and promise retaliatory actions. Friday, I think President Trump said he wouldn't mind getting rid of or scrapping the North American free trade deal. Republican Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee compared the president's trade deals to something that would happen in Venezuela and said that GOP senators are working on a plan to push back on Trump's policies. Of course, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he has just really gone off the deep end about what Trump is doing. And so of course, I saw something today where one report says China is now offering President Trump $70 billion in purchases to end a trade war. So he's a businessman, and he's not trying to be political about this. He's actually trying to make a good business deal. How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, yes, and I've heard him described as a negotiator, too. In addition to his being a businessman, he's a negotiator. I was going to comment, Angela, that we hear gloom and doom on the national media, but when you read some things, like if you're reading the Wall Street Journal or some other publications, you'll see, wow, China's making all these concessions as a result of the president digging in his heels with them. But you never hear that on the news. And I read one article that said people in Congress are playing checkers and he's playing chess. You know, you hear that analogy a lot, that he's got a game plan that's looking way, way down the road. And honestly, it does seem to be that way, that some of our folks are playing checkers and they're not seeing the strategy involved. And he's actually winning a lot.
Yeah.
Now, there are little bitty things that are out there that get the attention, but it's sort of like, okay, you guys are watching this shiny ball, but in the meantime, look at all these things that are happening. Now, it's interesting that he's not talking too much about that, but I read articles in the paper all the time about how good things are happening. China's backing off, as you say. They're ready to make concessions. They're ready to bring more in line the balance of payments, those kinds of things. We need to work harder against the Chinese. Their manipulation and theft of intellectual property has to be addressed, And I believe the president understands that.
Well, the differences on these trade deals are by the billions. I mean, with some of these countries, they are putting on taxes on our stuff like 10, 12, 15%. And we're doing like 2 or 3%. I mean, that's a big gap. That's nowhere near close. And that's what the president keeps pushing for. He keeps saying fair trade. I'm all about trading, but make it fair.
Right. And you never get those details again in the news. You only hear the sort of top line and, oh, the president's hurting this or there are going to be retaliation against this. You know, obviously, North Carolina cares about these things. We export a lot in agriculture products to other countries, and they're, excuse the pun, bread and butter to us in many cases. But so far, nobody has come to me to tell me they're being hurt by what the president is doing.
Well, now, do you think that all of Congress or most of Congress will stand behind him on these trade deals, even if it gets a little sticky with the, because I think the politicians in the other countries are ready to bounce something down in Yale, and usually this works. Then our American president would back down and just go along with whatever was done before.
Right.
I don't think Trump will back down. Do you think the Congress will stand behind him?
Well, I think some members will, but not all. Again, you know, we're told when we come here, you first vote your conscience and you second vote your district. And so you will see sometimes really weird votes on the floor, and it's hard to understand till you find out something about the member's district, and then you find out that they have a special interest group in the district that causes them to vote the way they do. So I think one of the concerns I have, Angela, and I was going to get into this a little bit, and I'm going to shift to this, is the House is passing a lot of bills. We passed 803 bills out of committee. We've passed 695 bills out of the House. 503 of those bills are still sitting in the Senate for a vote. So if you ask me, is the House going to vote on some things, I'd say yes. Is the Senate going to vote on some things? That's another issue.
What is the holdup in the Senate? Because isn't there still a Republican majority there? So what is the holdup there?
Well, they barely have a majority because Senator McCain's out. So we have 50 right now Republicans in the Senate who are actively voting, I believe. So we're in effect tied in the Senate. But the biggest problem is that the Democrats prevent votes from occurring by stalling tactics. And I do hope Mitch McConnell will keep the Senate in August in order to get more people confirmed to their seats. The Senate has to do that. We don't have any involvement with that. As Mitch McConnell will say, he's in the personnel business. But, you know, they're requiring 30 hours, and it's not even debate. But they turn on the clock when somebody's nominated, and they wait 30 hours before they'll allow a vote, and then sometimes they'll vote unanimously for the person. But they, when they're doing that, nothing else can be done by the Senate. We can pass a bill in 2 days over here, and it takes them 3 weeks.
Good grief.
So, you know, the Senate has become basically dysfunctional. And there's a lot of pressure on them to go with the 50 votes or 51 votes, which they could get with the vice president breaking the tie. But that is a real problem for us right now.
One other thing, and we're about to run out of time, but one other thing, Iran, I think it came out today that they have launched a plan to increase their uranium enrichment capability. Now, they're saying this is still within the 2015 agreement, that they're just getting a little bit. Some of the European countries are trying to stay in the agreement with them since the U.S. has pulled out. What are your feelings on this?
Well, I will tell you, I just don't believe a thing Iran says. I think Iran is feverishly trying to get nuclear weapons, and it doesn't really matter much what they say. That's what they're doing. And they've been doing that before the Iran agreement. They did it after the Iran agreement was signed. I don't think there's any sign that they're doing anything but that.
What about these countries that are trying to continue to keep a deal with them? To what end do they think that they're going to benefit from keeping a deal with Iran, when obviously they don't tell the truth about anything?
I know. I tell you what, the verse that comes to me when I hear about Europe trying to keep the agreement with Iran is, what does it profit the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Yeah.
It's all about money for Europe. It's just about money for Europe. And that's all it is. They're selling things to Iran, and it's blood money that they're getting back. And it's a shame.
Well, it's just a shame. I got news for them. If Iran gets those nuclear weapons, it won't matter what kind of deals they're doing with them. They will blow
that's
up anybody
right.
and everybody.
All right.
Congresswoman Fox, we've run out of time, but thank you for checking in with us today. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to do it.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
You too, Angela.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.